Hello and welcome to episode 5. Today's topic is on dependency. Dependency can create a negative impact on a person's life by limiting ability to be independent and self-reliant. When someone becomes overly independent on others for their needs or validation, they may start to lose touch with their own abilities. This can lead to feelings of feeling inadequate, helpless, which then creates low self-esteem. Dependency can also put some stress on relationships with others, as the burden of constantly meeting someone else's needs can become overwhelming. This is a topic that is one of those that comes up periodically when you're a mentor like myself, and you start noticing that when you give certain methods, tools, knowledge to individuals, and then you see that they are not applying what you have taught them. So then this is what happens. They can create resentment and conflict, ultimately damaging the quality of a relationship between student and teacher, friend relationships, relationships amongst one another. Dependency is a very big and vast conversation. I mean, it can mean in anything, right? It could mean spiritual dependency, it could mean emotional dependency, it can mean financial dependency. I mean, it means a lot of things. But I'm going to speak more in regards to spiritual dependency between student and teacher, client, relationship with others. So when tools are given to you, utilize them so that you don't become, I don't want to use the word burden, because that would probably not be the correct word, but to some it will sound like that or feel that way. Because you need to understand that there has to be a fine line where it cannot be crossed, which means that you should not be bringing in personal issues all the time when you know that the person's task or obligation to you is beyond personal and more like a classroom setting, for instance, right? When you've relied too heavily on others for emotional support, understand that there is a period in which you can become vulnerable to manipulation as well. And then those things can be used against you if you are constantly burdening. I'm going to use the word burdening, or heavily relying on another person. That person might get fed up with you. And finally, if something goes wrong, well, guess what? They can exploit you for that. So sometimes that independent private life is very, very important. It's important for individuals to become self-sufficient and independent, and also create healthy boundaries. So they're also protecting their well-being, but then at the same time, they're giving the other person room to breathe. This topic is pretty deep. Understand that as individuals, we all need guidance and support from someone who has walked a certain path and has learned the ins and outs and the ups and downs of it. And I suppose it's a form of knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. But to rely on someone for every situation or problem only creates a dependency and need from someone beside yourself. Ask yourself, where is the fun of having the challenge? Those challenges deepen your understanding by utilizing the tools given to you to overcome the problem or situation at hand. Pulling away for a bit and trying some things on your own not only teaches you to be on your own, but it also shows you how far you've gone. Remember that your lessons come from the biggest mistakes you make in life. And that phrase is something that my husband told me many years ago. And I would say they're words of wisdom, and I do have to give credit to the one who spoke those words. Challenge yourself and find your strength through being independent. It's a part of your awakening and evolution of finding yourself. Knowing your strength, knowing your weakness. Where is it where you can shine, and where is it that you need to work harder on? And this is an interesting topic because the previous episode spoke about finding yourself and finding your authentic self, knowing yourself. So when you are authentic and then independent, understand how powerful you can become. But if you're authentic and dependent, you're not in balance. Or you're independent, but you're having authenticity issues. Again, there's no balance. It's a lot of homework, and it's a lot of work that needs to be done on the self, the human self, the human experience. And there will be ups, there will be downs. There will be situations that you'll just throw your hands up in the air and say, there's no way I can accomplish this. I need help. There's no problem in asking for help. But if a person is willing to give you constructive advice on how to do things on your own, take the constructive advice and utilize the knowledge, the wisdom. Tweak it a little bit to make it yours, to make it work for you. But understand that dependency for some is a great thing because it's a great moneymaker. And I'll use this as an example. Constantly going to, let's say, a godmother or a godfather in a particular practice and saying, can you do this for me? Can you do this for me? And instead of the godparent saying, let me show you how to do it, they're like, okay, it's X amount, I'll do it. So then you create a dependency. And what if, let's say, one day you're no longer receiving that guidance from that person and you're on your own and you let them do everything for you? Where do you stand now? So it is important to utilize the understandings, the lessons, the tools that are given to you, and then apply them. And it doesn't mean that every single time that you do it, it's going to work out. Sometimes you might make mistakes. But that's how humanity started. Imagine the first people that ever walked this earth. They were the only ones. Who guided them? Who gave them knowledge? So why is it that you can't pull yourself away for a little bit and say, I'm going to depend and rely on myself and do certain things for myself and see how that works. And like I said, sometimes you will need the help. Sometimes you will know how to do it on your own. But to constantly depend also creates really like not a very good feeling sometimes for the other person that you're depending on, because they feel like they have to be there for you 24/7. And that's not a good feeling either. So there comes a time where, you know, we have to say, we have to, you know, loosen the leash a little bit and let you do things on your own. There's a reason for that. So think about it. Because as I'm speaking, I'm also thinking as I speak. That's why I take a couple of breaks before I say anything. Is nothing is scripted here. I'm just speaking. It's all natural. It's all live. I just write down the topic and then boom, I start talking about it. So this podcast is supposed to be very relaxed with many thoughts and breaks and questions. So on that note, this will be the topic to think about for the week, dependency. And I will be back next week with a new topic. Hope to tune in soon. Bye-bye.